Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Fisher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Hank Fisher. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Cannell applying the tag. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to second. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLahaz fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carty for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisher moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisher scores. Menke moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cannell bunts towards third. DeLahaz fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisher moves to second. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisher moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Christopher strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisher scores. Elliott moves to second. It's Braves, 1, Mets, 1. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Altman moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Cardi moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Cardi scores. Bailey scores. It's Braves, 3, Mets, 3. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Delahaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher juggles the ball. That's an error on Fisher. Oliver scores. Delahaz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Braves. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisher hits a line drive towards third. Delahaz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Delahaz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Cardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Braves. Mike Delahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Delahousse hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisher moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. May reaches second base with a double. Fisher scores. Menke goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Bill Wakefield. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up towards third. Delahousse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Braves. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardi. Christopher reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke misplays the ball. That's an error on Menke. Christopher scores. Altman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Braves. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Mets 5. The Braves will come to bat. Carl Willie now pitching. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-3 in the game. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Mets 5. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. May steals second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-4 in the game. Aaron strikes out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 8-5, Braves. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Carl Willie. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLahaz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up towards short. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 8, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.